Tell me you don't agree with Dan Orlowski. It's Dukes and Bell. Orlowski said that he believes Tua may be the quarterback until November. Now, don't take my word for it. I want you to hear it for yourself, because are we talking about November until we see Michael Penix Jr.?
Preseason, yes. Week one.
I get it.
It was sloppy. He could come out in week two and look like the Tua that we've seen for most of his career. But we don't have to sugarcoat the situation. I've said this many times this year. You get till November. And then if it's not, you're proving to be a really good player once again by November, we're going to somebody else. That's just the reality of the league.
And just so everyone's clear on where this stands, Michael Penix has still not been cleared for 11-on-11 work. So there really is no competition right now between him and Tua, because Penix isn't healthy enough to play. So right now, it looks like Tua starts week one.
Michael Penix might not get 11-on-11 work before the season begins. Yeah. Unlikely, I would imagine. And so now you're going into the season probably with Tua as the starting quarterback. And if you have to make a move, you would be turning to a guy that hadn't played tackle football since the injury.
I mean, November?
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 Okay, what if, I mean, so if Tua sucks, we're stuck with him until November? Like, I got to wait for that long? Is that when Stefanski talks about Mike's where he needs to be and the program? But meanwhile, behind closed doors, it's like the schedule is Penix, November, November. November?
I don't believe that.
I mean, I don't necessarily believe in either one of these guys, but I don't want to wait till November to find out.
No, I can't. We can't wait till November. We can't wait till November.
November?
Guys, Thanksgiving?
I mean, I'm going to be in Spain, and it'll be Miguelito Penix out there playing quarterback. I don't, look, dude, we've always felt that, you know, they got to it. The facts are, and there's really nothing wrong with Orlovsky. I hate the timeline. It's just making me pull my, what I got left hair out.
Look, he's got his opinion about this. And look, right. he understands, he's right about the league. Like, at some point you do make the change, but that's if things are going bad. Look, I got to tell you something. If we get to November and things are not bad, that becomes a whole nother conversation. Why would you even go ahead and start a guy in November? Oh, my bad, because we have to figure out if he can play or not.
But then again, okay, so now you're getting a slightly larger sample size than last year, you know? I mean,
that's
he made it from
enough,
September to November.
Is that
so
enough?
November, December, and the first week or two of January? I mean, look, let's hope that's not the case. Let's hope that...
If it's a gap year, according to some people...
Well, I still think it's a gap year. They didn't want to spend big money. They're not going to tie themselves down. They did believe in the future, and they locked it up because they believe in those guys. We got a nice bunch of core players. I like the draft. But we got, I'm dubious about the pass game. We're going to talk about Za'Darius Smith signing coming up more at 5 o'clock. And it's a relatively inexpensive contract for a guy of his age. It makes sense. But do we have enough to stop the run?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when does AJ's brother Avion Terrell make that transition to maybe becoming a corner who's going to be able to start in this league? Because, like, I know it's preseason. Look, we've been trying to run Mike Hughes out of town for years around here. But other than that, the safeties are great. We do believe in the secondary. Bowman comes back. But I think the quarterback is the key. It's the heart of it. You guys, not newsflash here. Does Tua do well enough to keep Penix off the field? And if it is a gap year, then why even bother letting Tua do that? Let's see what Penix is and get this argument over for once and for frickin' all. That's my opinion. But now, don't tell me I got to wait till November. Because then he's all the damaged goods we've told you he is that you don't want to hear about if it takes him that long to get back on the field.
November?
Could November be his timeline? Maybe hypothetically he's thinking...
What, 100%?
No, what? Well, no. Yeah, I was going to say maybe he's kind of thinking, okay, Falcons don't come out the gate, you know, strong, right? And then at that point, you know, now you're looking at, okay, do we want to put what we think is our future quarterback in with the possibility of getting hurt again, or ride this thing out?
But again, I got to know what, I mean, then now we're going into year four with Penix, and I still don't know what he is.
I mean, I don't know.
That's untenable.
When I heard it, I was just like, November?
Right.
Like how you said.
Dan Orlovsky. Now, again, maybe Dan's privy to some information he's hearing from around the league that guys have talked, but, you know, they've got a plan. They've got a timeline. We're not privy to the timeline. It drives us crazy because we go round and round about when we're going to see these guys on the field.
Yeah, I just think if you are and you're correct about what you're saying, then there's no need to even play him. And I know that sounds crazy, but why? Like, at that point, I think the season, you know what you are, guys, by November. You're either a contender, right? And you're probably going to be in the mix. You know a lot more about your football team and the makeup of your football team. Not in September. First 4 or 5 weeks, we're finding out. October, okay, you get a real grind of, okay, now, by the time we get to November, guys, you and I both know this, Mike. There have been plenty of Novembers in our city where we've been like, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Generally, it's, if we're honest, the week or two around, first week of November is when you know, okay, season's not going the way we thought. That's when we booked a trip to Vegas or Amelia Island for the week. I mean, again, just once, I want to see this team do what it's supposed to. But this year, I think what they're going to do, what they're supposed to do, is what Vegas has them doing, which is 7 wins. You know, and it sucks because a lot of fans are saying we got to tank. And as you said, teams don't tank. It never works out like you think it's going to. Next year, we got a ton of cap space. I think we're like the second most in cap space next season. There's going to be things may change. Could be injuries in the college game. Some guys may struggle. But it is perceived to be a pretty deep year for quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
No, it is. But let me ask you guys this. Like, if you're a top free agent, are you not asking who the quarterback is where you're going?
Yeah. How do you get your numbers and how do you hit your bonuses, et cetera?
I'm just saying.
Your Pro Bowl bonus, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. All right, I'm the top linebacker in the free agency next year. I'm going to get my money. But I also want to win. Who's the quarterback? There's something to be said about going to play with Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, Mike. The guys that are entrenched in this league who have proven we do not have that. You know, and even when Matt was here, free agents were willing to come. The offense was loaded for years with Matt, with Julio and Roddy and all that. But there were guys who were willing to come because you went, no, I got Matt Ryan. At least I know I got a shot. I know I have a chance. You can't. What are you selling?
Right.
That's my question. So,
yeah, I mean, look, I some fans agree with me. Some fans don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
I've hyped this thing, and I've tried to be the good soul. I don't make a dime from the Falcons. I don't get a rebate on my season tickets for hyping them out coming out of camp. Okay. Believe me, if I did, I'd be doing a hell of a lot better sales job than I've done the last few years. But I'm telling you right now, I see a lot of holes on this team. You know, maybe we'll catch some lightning in a bottle with some of this rookies in the draft class. But, I mean, you touched on it. The run, you don't like the run defense many more than I do. Pass rush, Za'Darius Smith, he's a veteran. But, again, he's also, you know, you wanted him in 2018. That would have been a great time to sign him. You know, when he was coming off his Ravens contract or 2019. But they went and saw a need because, look, they never anticipated losing Jalen Walker. That sucks. That hurts. But you knew the Pierce thing was always coming down the pike, that Pierce was going to miss half the season.
Or some of it. We didn't know how many. But, right. Yeah, I mean, like 8 games, that is half the season. Mike, that's November.
Right. So, guys, and Leonard Floyd gave us some sacks, and Caden Ellis gave us some sacks. You lost like 25 sacks off this roster for the second most sacks in the NFL. How do you find it? Where does it come from? Can you money ball it with a bunch of guys on 1-year contracts? Perhaps. Not likely. And then again, it all comes back to the quarterback. We don't have a quarterback. You may think Michael Penix is your guy. Some people, November? That can't even be. That's a nightmare scenario.
Exactly. And that's why we're playing this for you. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, ATL Bell 929. I may put him up. See Dukes. Let us know what you think and how you feel about that. That's just, again, that is Orlowski's thought about this, but that is a projection I just don't want to hear. Like, regardless of what you think about whether he's good or not, I got to see this earlier than that.
And if it takes you a full year to come off an ACL, then it just further reinforces what people like me have said, that you can't trust a guy with 3 knee injuries.
You did say that.
That's the only one who said it.
You have said that, yes.
And then, guys, and then we can draft another quarterback, and then you can fall in love with that quarterback. And then he'll be your guy. And you'll forget about Penix like yesterday's news. Serious facts here, okay? If he aligns with your idea of what the Falcons quarterback should be.
All right. We're going to talk more Falcons about practice today. They're getting ready to take on Indy in a couple of days of practice and what we learned today from practice as well in the 5 o'clock hour. Grant's going to join us as well. But that's just troubling, man. And again, we do not know. We want to be clear about this because you're riding around going to St. You're probably staying in your car right now. November! We do not know.
No, and again, that's a guy on ESPN. That's Orlovsky's. It is a pretty definitive date that he pulled out of his tuchus.
No, nobody's giving us anything. And all of a sudden, he's like, well, he'll be back in November. Whoa.
Now again, Tua, reality, cheap, inexpensive. Guy had put up big numbers in the NFL, but he was really a mixed bag at best last year. Got benched. You're not paying him. The Dolphins are paying him. He's a great insurance policy, hoping that Penix gets on the field sooner than later. I always felt Penix would be ready by week 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my, again, what we heard, that was the timeline that we were being I mean, what did you think? Did you have a date in your mind you felt that was kind of the drop-dead date for when Penix gets back out there?
No, I thought the first 4 weeks of the season, I thought at some point we'd get a chance to see him. That, to me, was reasonable, right? They gave him extra time, in my view. But, again, I don't know the medicals. I don't know what the doctors are telling him and all that stuff. But we're going the second week of preseason, and he's not been clear for 11-on-11. You tell me. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, guess which streaming service is raising its prices just so you can watch one football game?
Oh, great.
So coming up, what happens when you're a Bud Light spokesperson and there's another beer in front of you on television? We'll explain. It's all coming up in a penetrating Guy Talk next on Dukes and Bell.